Now, a story of innovation out of a natural disaster. This time last year, residents of Moore, Oklahoma, were just starting to recover after a massive tornado flattened their city. One firefighter was so frustrated by the difficulty of finding people in storm shelters, he began working on an app to help locate them more quickly. Rachel Hubbard of member station KOSU reports.
When the tornado rolled through, Moore's emergency dispatcher was overwhelmed with calls like this.
Moore 911.
Yes, we're at 604 South Crossing. There's people down. We're stuck under rubble.
Yes, we've got a call. We're getting them out there as soon as we can.
Please hurry.
One of the firefighters rushing out to rescue people that day was Sean Nidell.
We decided to just go out into the neighborhood and see if we could help anybody. But that's when I really realized that we really didn't have a great system. I mean, we knew the addresses, and that's all we really ever thought we needed.
He stands in a neighborhood that's still being rebuilt and recalls that it looked like a landfill. Hundreds of homes and all their contents blended together. Mattresses, cars, insulation, the street signs and house numbers were gone. Because they didn't know where to dig, it took firefighters 3 days to check all the shelters to make sure no one was trapped. Even for a 6-foot-tall, fit firefighter, the endless digging was overwhelming. That's where the idea for the new app was born.
If I could walk up and say, this is where we're going to dig, I would say it would speed it up a lot.
Nidell is an easygoing guy with a quick smile, but he likes stuff to work, and the existing storm shelter registry didn't. As luck would have it, before he became a firefighter, he worked at IBM as a field tech. So after the tornado, he recruited his brother-in-law, a computer programmer, and they started building an app that firefighters can use to find people more efficiently, even when cell service is down.
If you've ever been in a situation like this, it's already stressful enough, and it's chaotic, and you don't want to try to learn something in that situation. So this is, I call it nuts and bolts. It's simple, but it works.
In his neatly pressed gray-blue uniform, Nidell holds an iPad and points to a blue dot on a map as he demonstrates how the app works. For one, it shows how many people are likely to be in a shelter and what their medical needs are, so first responders can better delegate workers and equipment. His new app looks like a map you'd find on your phone, with red pins indicating the storm shelter locations. And because GPS is not always accurate, the app also includes actual coordinates and physical descriptions of what's above the shelter.
It's like this would be in the front yard, 5 feet off of the corner of the garage or whatever, so we'll, if we can see the slab, we can figure out roughly where it is if we need to.
Firefighters from other storm-prone communities are also interested in Nidell's ideas. Bill Jorgensen is the public safety director for Williamson County, Tennessee, just south of Nashville.
Having good coordinates for the shelter would be very important, and that's probably something we'll implement here too, because that's a great idea. If that app were available and we could integrate it in with our systems that we have in place now, I definitely would like to take a look at it.
So what started as a nighttime hobby to solve a problem in his own city is now something other first responders are asking about. So far, Nidell has been paying to develop the app out of his own pocket. Now he's trying to figure out how he can get it funded so he can get it in the App Store and share it with other fire departments. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Hubbard in Moore, Oklahoma.